بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Dhariyat, and we have reached verse 10. قال الله تعالى قتل الخراصون قتل الخراصون. And verse, cursed be the Al-Kharrasun. Cursed meaning expelling from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some, as you have seen here, the translation of the meaning in accordance with the interpretation by many of the people of tafsir, they translated it to mean cursed be the lions. However, the correct meaning is be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Qutila. Qutila. Al-Kharrasun. So the correct thing is, the correct meaning is, it means ahlaka, destroyed, be destroyed. And there is no need to divert the meaning from its apparent. Its apparent meaning is correct. So therefore, qutila, be destroyed. Al-kharrasun, those who speak by way of conjecture, by way of doubt, by way of guessing. Why? Because they are submerged in ignorance and negligence. And that's why Allah described them in the next verse, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. Those who are under the cover of heedlessness and ignorance, surrounded by ignorance from all sides. And that's why they are heedless and they don't attempt to come forward and accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His messengers alayhimussalatu wassalam. And it is because of their ignorance that they are yas'aluna ayyana yawmuddin. In the next verse, because of that, yas'aluna ayyana yawmuddin. Verse 12, they ask, when will be the day of recompense? This is a question of denial and a question raising their position that this is impossible. Had they been asking a question of seeking information, then they would be excused, as when Jibreel alayhi salam told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he asked him, أخبرني عن الساعة, tell me about the hour, meaning the last hour, the day of judgment, he asked seeking as an exclamation and seeking information. The Prophet ﷺ responded by saying, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِيَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one asked about it, meaning about the hour, is not more knowledgeable than the one who is asking, meaning concerning its timing. But those, they ask that this is a impossible, and they deny it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in Surah Qaf, as we explained, chapter 50, verses 2-3. بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. In Surah Qaf 50, 2-3, nay they wonder that there has come to them a warner, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from among themselves. So they, the disbelievers, say, this is a strange thing. What is this strange thing? When we are dead and have become dust, shall we be resurrected? That's a far return. So they consider this to be far return. So they ask about the day of resurrection, not in a way of seeking information so that they can be certain concerning its occurrence, but by way of denial, and that this is an impossible matter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the next verse, verse 13, يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. It will be a day when they will be tried. Tried, what it means? Burned over the fire. This is the meaning of the trial here. So they will be presented to hell, and they will burn in it. Because the fitna here means, the trial here means the burning in hell. This is on the day of resurrection. So it will be said in the next verse, ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Taste your trial, the burning. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. See, you looked for it, you hastened for it. Now, taste your trial burning, the burning that they are, that they will be in. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. And this is a matter of, therefore, to them, taste you your trial, the burning. This is a command of humiliation. هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. They used to say, when is this promised time, if you are truthful? They used to say this to the messengers. So they would ask the resurrection to be hastened, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about them in Surah Ash-Shura 42:18. يستعجل بها الذين لا يؤمنون بها والذين آمنوا مشفقون منها ويعلمون أنها الحق. Those who believe not therein seek to hasten it. They seek to hasten its occurrence. While those who believe are fearful of it and know that it is very truth. Verily those who dispute concerning the hour are certainly in error, far away. So it will be said to them, taste, ذوقوا فتنتكم, taste you your trial, the burning, الذي كنتم به تستعجلون, which you used to ask to be hastened. And also, as in Surah Al-Tur, it will be said to them, 52:15-16, Surah Al-Tur, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ صلوها فاصبروا أو لا تصبروا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. Is this magic, or do you not see? Taste you therein its heat, and whether you are patient of it or impatient of it, it is all the same. You are only being requited for what you used to do. So they will be tried, burned in hell, and it will be said to them, taste. And this is a scolding and humiliation to them. In this, they will suffer the punishment the physical punishment of the body and also the that of the heart. And so how you will find them? You will find them in the most intense state of grief. Of grief. And they will say, as Allah informed about them in Surah Al-An'am 6:22, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And on the day when we shall gather them all together, we shall say to those who join partners in worship with us, verse 27. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, if you could but see when they will be held over the fire, they will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. They will say, would that we were but sent back to the world. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, then we could not deny the ayat, the signs, the verses of our Lord, and we would be of the believers. And since the Quran is oft repeated and resemblance, so you find the legal meanings and the meanings of information oft repeated. If something is mentioned, then its opposite is also mentioned. So when Allah mentioned the punishment of those who belied, He said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, in the next verse, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, the muttaqeen. Verily, the muttaqeen, the pious and the righteous, will be in the midst of gardens and springs. Will be in the midst of gardens and springs. نسأل الله من فضله. We seek the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa of Allah. This term taqwa is repeated in the Quran in different ways. Sometimes as a description, and sometimes in action, and sometimes in command, and sometimes it is added, conjugated to the title Allah, and sometimes it is conjugated to punishment and so forth. And this indicates what? This indicates the importance, the great importance of the matter of taqwa in Islam. And it is not a matter that it is uttered on the tongue, but it is a saying followed by application. So if you ask therefore, what is the taqwa? The taqwa is composed of two words. فِعْلُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ, executing what Allah has commanded. وَتَرْكُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهِ, and relinquishing, abandoning that which Allah forbade. So, knowing the proofs and the evidences and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person does that which he is commanded to do, because you know that Allah commanded it. So you do that which Allah has commanded, because you seek reward from him. You anticipate reward. The good deed is tenfold, to 700-fold, to many folds, multitudes. And then you relinquish that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, because you know that Allah has forbidden it. And you do that fearing his punishment, because you are certain concerning the punishment's occurrence. This is the meaning of taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa. يقول الله عز وجل about them, إن المتقين في جنات وعيون. The muttaqeen will be in the midst of gardens and springs, meaning settling in gardens and springs. And gardens is a plural of jannah. The plural is jannat, plural of jannah. And sometimes in the Quran we read jannah in the singular, and we read jannat in the plural. So are they is it a one jannah, one garden, or many? It is in fact many, but it came in the singular as a the mentioning of a category. Otherwise it is jannat, more than one. And in the at the end of Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah mentioned four gardens. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ar-Rahman verses 46 and in verse 62, the same surah. Surah Ar-Rahman chapter 55 verse 46, قال الله تعالى وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. But for him who, a true believer in Tawheed, there will be two gardens. There will be two gardens. Then he said in verse 62, in the same surah, وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانَ. And besides these two, there are two other gardens. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the agreed upon hadith, جَنَّتَانِ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ آنيتهما وما فيهما وجنتان من فضة آنيتهما وما فيهما. Two gardens from gold. Their utensils are of gold and what they contain as well. And two gardens of فضة and their utensils and what's therein are of فضة, meaning the other two are of silver. So therefore, there are more than the jannat, the gardens are more than one. And they are given the plural because of their types. And it came in the Quran as in the singular, like وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And this is the paradise, the garden, that you will inherit in that because of your doing. And it came also a plural. So therefore it is singular in the context of the category, and the plural in the context of the type. This is concerning the jannat. And concerning the ayun is a plural of ayn. And these are flowing rivers. The flowing rivers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that they are four. That they are four. As in Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 47, verse 15. قال الله تعالى مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى. The description of paradise which the muttaqeen, the pious and the righteous, have been promised is that in it are rivers of water, the taste and smell of which are not changed, rivers of milk of which the taste and in which the taste never changes, rivers of wine delicious to those who drink, and rivers of clarified honey, clear and pure, therein for them is very, or every kind of a fruit. آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم. The next verse. Taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them from the endless bliss. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of the reason, the cause which has led them to this. So he said in the next verse, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ They used to sleep, but little by night, invoking their Lord and praying with fear and hope. Meaning doing good in this life, establishing obedience to Allah in the way that pleases Him, Azza wa Jal. And it is affirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, "Al-ihsanu an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara." Ihsan or goodness is to worship Allah as if you see Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you don't see Him, then He sees you. This goodness concerning the worships, the acts of worship, as to the ihsan, goodness in treating people, the most comprehensive statement to be said concerning this is that he will be removed from, or will be saved from, being admitted to hell, and will be admitted to paradise. And so let his death come to him while he believes in Allah and the last day, and let him and give the people that which they need to be given. This is the good of ihsan. So he gives the people that which he loves to be given. This is the ihsan, goodness to people, to treat people as you love to be treated with, from good character, from the openness of one's face, and from restraining of doing harmful things to people, and also exerting the good to people, as it is known. These will be the muhsinun in terms of worship. And the muhsinun ila ibadatillah, those who are muhsins concerning the worship of Allah, concerning people, the slaves of Allah, then Allah mentioned some kind of this goodness. He said, "Kanu," in the next verse, "Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un." Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un. Verse 17. This is the reason. This is a cause. They used to sleep but little by night, invoking their Lord and praying with fear and hope. So they used to remember Allah during these hours, as Allah has mentioned in Surah Al-Muzzammil, chapter 73, verse 20. قال الله تعالى إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك. Verily, your Lord knows that you do stand to pray at night a little less than two-thirds of the night, or half the night, or a third of the night, and so do a party of those with you. So they don't spend their nights playing or speaking ill speech and or spend it in vain, or awake on this status, but they have less sleep because of the time they allocate to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and to make istighfar and remembering Allah. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The next verse, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, meaning in the latter part of the night, and in the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah for forgiveness. This is because of their good deeds, and that they are not proud of themselves, and that they feel, even though they exert the effort to worship Allah, they feel defect They feel imperfection. So they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after doing the act of worship in order to compensate any kind of defect that may have occurred. And it is legally permissible at the end of the act of worship that the person seeks forgiveness from Allah, because he may have done something which brings or causes defect in the worship. So after the salah, the person seeks forgiveness from Allah 3 times. And after the Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 2199, ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Then depart from the place whence all the people depart and ask Allah for His forgiveness. Truly Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. So they ask Allah's forgiveness after their night prayer and their spending the hours of the night in the obedience of Allah, fearing that there is imperfection and defects. And this indicates they know of themselves. This is an indication that they know of themselves and that they see themselves negligent. In contrast to what is done by some people nowadays, is that if they worship Allah by the least act of worship, they become proud of themselves and, you know, they think that they are from the righteous slaves of Allah. It's true that the person should hope in Allah. If Allah bestows upon him an act of obedience, that he accepts it from him. One hopes for that. But seeing himself as if he has completed the worship and completed everything, that's where it is feared that the person's deeds may be nullified while he doesn't feel so. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the next verse, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their properties, there was the right of the beggar and the mahroom, the poor who does not ask the others. All of their wealth, whether the zakah is applicable on this wealth, or it is not. But still, there is a right for the beggar in that wealth, and for the mahroom, the poor who does not ask the others. If they come asking, they give them. And if they see someone who is mahroom, the poor who does not ask, they will give him. So they have prepared their wealth in that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal for those who are in need. And in other ways of legal spending as well, they establish the obedience to Allah. So therefore, they stand in night prayer and in remembrance and seek forgiveness, and they put and spend the money without any extravagance or haughtiness. Then inshallah ta'ala we'll stop here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those described in this verse. إنهم إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. These are the verses from verse 15 to verse 19. Those whose descriptions, as Allah stated in these verses. والحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The translation of the meaning, yes, we went over that. Verily the pious and righteous will be in the midst of gardens and springs, taking joy in things which their Lord has given them. Verily they were before this doing good, and they used to sleep but little by night, invoking Allah and praying with fear and hope. And in the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah for forgiveness, and in their properties there was the right of the beggar and the mahroom, the poor who does not ask others.